Hi, I'm Preet Kelsey, and this is a podcast version of my online show, Preet TV. If you want to watch the video version, then please go to preetkelsey.com/PreetTV, where you'll find this and many other episodes. Thank you for tuning in. Hey, I'm Preet Kelsey, and you're watching Preet TV. And I want to believe that you're here because you want to be in the space that supports you to design a life you love with passion, confidence, and purpose. So today I'm going to talk about something that hands down is one of the toughest things we face in human life: breaking up. No matter who makes the break, neither person gets off pain-free if there was a loving connection now broken. But does it have to be so rough on us? For sure, some breakups are worse than others. But what can we do to heal ourselves gently? How do we stop feeling like life is ending? That's what I want to talk about today on Preet TV. So let's do that. Here's my three ways you can heal from your breakup and move on. Take what resonates with you and focus on rebuilding yourself. Number one, keep talking. Do it. Talk about it. Talk about it some more. And then talk about it again. Hearing yourself talking about your experiences is a key part of healing the hurt. So keep talking about it, even if you feel resistant. Now, I know you're worried that few people might get bored, annoyed, but real friends will be there for you and will give you the time to heal, no matter how long it takes. And wouldn't you do the same for them? So keep at it. More talking means more clarity and more self-care. Got nobody to talk to? I'm all ears. Number two, write letters, but do not send. Thinking over and over again about conversations you both had, things you wish you had said, things you were planning on saying, scenarios where you explained and so on, are one of the most painful parts following a breakup. Sometimes it seems like it will never go away. Well, here's how to get it out of your head. Grab a bit of paper or a notebook and a pen. Write them a letter saying everything you didn't have a chance to say. You can be totally, unfavoringly honest here because you are not going to send this letter. Got it? Thoughts, feelings, visions, everything you want to communicate to them. Let them know. Let it all out as words on paper. Then park the letter away for a day or so. Revisit it again and read your words. You will be reading the story you're telling yourself about this breakup. And listening to this story with little objectivity when you are out of this wave of emotional turmoil will help you. And one more thing, do not send, okay? This is about you. Well done. And finally, number three, date yourself. Your relationship might have just ended, but your relationship with yourself is an ongoing and super, super, super important relationship. Really, it's the most important relationship in your life. So refocus your attention on you. Take care of yourself. Take yourself out on a fun date. Take yourself somewhere where you'd love to go and do whatever you really love doing. Buy yourself a meal in that cool new restaurant in town. If you don't want to be alone, take a friend. Buy yourself tickets to a new game or a new movie. Whatever it is, make it regular and make it fun and totally exactly what you would love to be doing right now. And remember, you're awesome. Your life is awesome. It may not seem like that right now, but in time, you will be on a new path doing awesome new stuff. I promise. I'd love to hear from you now. How did you come back after a breakup? Do you find it easy to break up with someone if it's not working? Do you avoid breaking up because you want to avoid the pain? Please share your thoughts in comments below, and never know who you might be helping to heal and rebuild. If you like this video and found it useful, then subscribe to Preet TV and share it with your friends, please. You can also get the latest episode straight into your inbox every fortnight on Tuesday by signing up to the No Do Be newsletter. So come on over to preetkelsey.com and sign up. Know your passions, do everything with confidence, and be purposeful. Thank you so much for watching, and I'll catch you soon. See ya.